rage, hate, trauma.
Love Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things, if it exists. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced them I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Marco, up in heaven. Thank you. Hey, and welcome to the Bigfoot Live radio show Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night here, 10 p.m. Pacific or Eastern, 7 p.m. Saturday. You know, we're here to talk about Bigfoot, talk about stories, just to have a really good time with a little bit of Bigfoot and stories. You know, we have got the great, the most spectacular Bigfoot hunters, Bigfoot enthusiasts, Bigfoot folks on the planet here on Bigfoot Live Radio. Did I mention every Wednesday night? I sure I did. Hey, look, guys. It is a wonderful Wednesday night. Don't forget to go out and check out our Searching for Rich website. Check out our store, support team, and all that. But we're here for one thing, and one thing only. To listen to somebody gurgling and gaggling and making noise. I'm going to block somebody here because they're making too much noise on the radio here. I'm going to guess. Joel Halcombe, how are you doing?
I am phenomenal to be broke, poor, a hillbilly that's never caught a Bigfoot. They got to meet Rocky Slavin. Hey, I'm doing great.
You know, you sure the heck did, brother. You sure the heck did. You know, one thing, folks, you meet the greatest people on the planet when you're out looking for Bigfoot. I don't care if Bigfoot exists or not. Whether I saw him or not, which I did, I don't care if he's even there. Because we have connected, I have connected, my family has connected with people all across the U.S. And you know something? It's wonderful. And if, I'm going to put everybody on mute. If that noise doesn't go away, whoever's making guns, I'm going to find out right now who it is. I'm going to go one at a time.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
You're right. It's not. You're right. It's not. So, look, hey, I figured I'd clear the schedule this week, and we, as a group, would do an open mic, Bigfoot Campfire. What do you guys think, Rocky?
My favorite show. My favorite show.
We got Rocky, we got Tweed, we got Ernie out in Washington. We're just going to chit-chat. We're going to tell stories like if we were hunting Bigfoot sitting around a cold campfire with, you know, 20 degrees outside. And Rocky, and I was thinking about it today. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I got to say, the funnest time I had was listening to stories. And it had nothing to do with Bigfoot. We were, I don't know where we were at, but Doyle was there. We had some people from Texas with us. We were with a couple guys from Michigan. And you were telling us, and we laughed until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Alabama gang was there, too, wasn't it?
I don't remember, Doyle. You know, as I get old, I'm realizing my memory's gone.
I'm starting to slip. It's been a few years, but I think we had a couple from the Alabama gang there.
I'm sure. But Rocky was talking about his brother, some guy named Beanhole or Butthole or I don't remember what his name was. And he was just telling stories. And they were just so funny because you would never expect people to be like that. Tater Bunch. Tater Bunch. Tater Bunch. You know, folks, we don't, I cleared, like I said, cleared, wait a minute. We got somebody calling in from 111111. You know something? Let's get this out of the way right now. 111111. How are you this evening? 111111.
Hi,
where are you calling from?
Sure. Yeah. Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm from
Hi,
Colorado.
Mike. How
Hi,
are you?
Good evening. Oh, pretty
Colorado,
good.
Colorado, I'll be there in 2 weeks. Colorado Springs, I'm heading there to hunt for Bigfoot.
Oh, shit, that's near where I live. Damn, that's awesome, man. That's a great part of the country. Again, my name is Mike, and I'm a personal trainer. And wanted to tell you guys my story regarding Bigfoot. So basically, my Uncle Tony, he's from Boston. He came out to Colorado to visit me, and we went camping near the Rocky Mountains. And we saw Bigfoot, and we ran, but he caught up to my Uncle Tony and fucked his asshole. And, you know, Tony's a fat guy. He couldn't get away.
Did your Uncle Tony survive? I'm going to come down there and fuck you an asshole. How's that? I'm a Kentucky boy. I'm used to sheep and cows and stuff. But I will look your ass up when I get down there. I'll wear my sheep boots and I'll wear my sheepskin rubber and I'm going to wear that little ass out, boy.
Sounds like
no
they were trying to do running very fast.
No, we don't want faggots around there.
So, oh my God!
Bigfoot did some bicep curls. Then he did some top push-ups.
He won't
try
to make fun all he wants to, but I'm gonna look him up. He don't realize it, but I got satellite trajectory on his telephone now. I'm gonna hunt him up when I get to Colorado here in 2 weeks.
Look. We all know Doyle. And Doyle likes some of that big booty. So I hope your uncle don't have no big booty.
Well, he's underwear on back for
Tony will be ready for you. Yeah. You can fuck up somewhere on backwards, right?
What already did.
He
so what happened?
He said he was
your
a personal
uncle?
Trainer.
I know, but did his uncle
what
live?
Are you...
Did your uncle live, Tony?
What kind of a trainer? A personal trainer? What are you trying
yeah,
to people to do?
Well, what you want to do when you get in the gym is you want to do bicep curls and then you do cock push-ups, okay? That's going to get
you
where you want to go.
I'm sure you've done a lot
go.
Of that. I'm sure
so you're saying you spend
worry,
a lot of time.
I'll reach around, big boy.
I'm sure
we just have to get ready, Tony. We just got to walk ready.
You go with me. We'd show him a good Arkansas, Kentucky.
Oh, well,
the way
it
goes, motherfucker.
Hey.
The way it goes
okay.
is
every time I see a 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, I'm kind of wondering what the heck's going on. So I had to see who was calling in, but we had to just drop Tony. I do apologize, folks. You know, we do have our fun, but this
I
is
apologize
our, this is our
for my behavior, but I hate when people call and try to make us look like fools. But now that son of a bitch is gonna be scared. I'm gonna hunt him up. I'm gonna hunt
okay.
him up.
He only made himself look like a fool.
You hear me? Oh, my goodness. 619 area code. You're, welcome to the Bigfoot Live radio show.
Good evening. This is Dr. Peter DePaul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California. How's everybody doing this evening?
We're doing good,
good.
Doctor. How
we're
are
great,
you?
Great, Doctor. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm here at Imperial Beach, California, Bible Believers Church. I just thought I'd give you guys a call and just see how the Bigfoot mission's going.
Oh, hey, Doc, I got a question for you because I've had many, many questions about Bigfoot in the Bible. Are you versed on that?
Yes, I'm very well versed.
Okay, so, you know, people have been claiming, you know, over the past few years that Bigfoot is actually Nephilim. I guess they call that the fallen angels, the giants from heaven that mated with women on earth and produced Bigfoot. What are your thoughts on that? And well, give us an idea of all that about.
Well, are you referring to a certain Bible verse?
I'm sorry, what was that, Doc?
Are you referring to a certain Bible verse?
You know, I'm not a very Bible person, Doc, but I've read about Nephilim and the fallen angels and the giants. And if you go to, there's a cathedral in Italy, I think it's called the Sistine Chapel. On the back wall behind the altar, okay, it's a very... You know, you can Google all you want, but you're going to have to really look, you know, for pictures. There's only one that actually shows it. But behind the altar of the Sistine Chapel, there's a big painting. Okay, and up on the left side of the hill, there's a cave. And in that cave, there's three beings. One of them is a human being. One of them is a devil. And the third person in that cave is a hairy giant creature. And people refer to them as the Nephilim. So, you know, I can't quote both verses and things, but I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about what your thoughts are on the Nephilim, the fallen angels, and what's happening with Bigfoot.
Well, in the book of Genesis 25:25, they refer to the descendants, the Edomites, and the enemies of Israel. And it's speculated that the creatures were called are similar to Bigfoot based on the fact that they were cursed by God and condemned to be restless wanderers of the earth. You know, some theorize that Bigfoot is a descendant of Cain, like a forebearer or life part of the rest of humanity, and has become monstrous in his appearance. But to clarify your question. This theory is thrown out the window based on the fact that Bigfoot has been known and proven to have sodomized Juan from Alabama. He stuck his penis in Juan's anus, and you know, that,
we got
that,
him coming out tonight,
good.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd like to say a roll tie to him. Yeah,
he also
it's very good.
Uncle Tony.
Yes, and
I don't know if you heard.
If any one of you would like to be sodomized by me, I put
a
knife to your
neck. Can I ask a pastor
question, Doc? Question, Doc.
This is Joel from Kentucky. Can I ask you a question, Pastor from California? Were you eating Fruity Pebbles at the time he done this?
Well, I wanted to be from Arkansas, and I wanted to fuck your sister and my sister, but my cousin was cuter. What do you have to say about that?
Well, between
you
me and
had,
you,
oh, first you'd have
I fucked
to be
your
a man
mom and your sister.
Sister.
Between me and you, we fucked them all, ain't we, big brother?
Well,
holy
I
my goodness,
your dad and your son. I'm that type of guy.
Okay, this is like I only rated this show PG-13. So should we boot the doctor or should we keep him on, folks?
Yeah,
well,
I'm sure he's got a rubber boots. Yeah, boot him out.
I know he's got some rubber boots. Boot him out.
Okay,
I think him and Mike need to get together.
We got one more call. It looks like it's coming in from Batavia, Michigan. You're on. Hey, Michigan. You're on the Bigfoot Live radio show. I guess they just want to sit there and not talk. Going once. Going twice.
Hello.
Hey, Batavia, Michigan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You're on the Bigfoot Live radio show. We're having a campfire. Everything's open. Everything's for discussion. What you got for us?
Well, I'm having some relationship problems. My name is Antonio Gagardo, and I'm
okay.
from East Boston. And I tried to go to the gym, but I shit my pants and did cock push-ups. What do you think I should do now?
Oh,
I think you should talk to Tony and Mike and the gay preacher.
Well, I was running through the park and I was chased by Bigfoot, and he caught me and fucked my asshole.
And yeah, I didn't figure you ran very fast.
Is there a full moon out tonight?
You gotta get some different shoes, man. You gotta run faster.
It's not a full moon. It's a gay moon.
You ran like a very fat redneck.
He was eating fruity damn pebbles.
You've been eating too much beef jerky and drinking too much Mountain Dew and pissing in the Mountain Dew bottle and drinking it, haven't you?
That sounds right.
Let me ask you this, Michigan. Have you ever been out in the woods?
Yes.
When
I do cock push-ups with Bigfoot. Cock push-ups with Bigfoot.
Do you wear your underwear backwards?
No, I don't wear no underwear because I shit them in the gym.
Okay.
I have to throw them away in the locker room.
Yeah,
that's why you got to wear a chastity belt if you're gay and you go into the woods hunting for Bigfoot.
Oh, no, I'm not gay, but my friend Joseph Gibson is. He is a homosexual. He wants to fuck Bigfoot also.
Well, does he eat Fruity Pebbles?
Yes, he eats
or
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity
he does cock push-ups.
You have to eat Fruity Pebbles if you're going to be gay.
Oh,
I must
have been for Bigfoot.
He also sticks.
Ernie from Washington, what do you have to say about this?
Joe, man, he needs some faster shoes, man. Change your sneakers. Take off those slippery shoes, man. Run faster.
Oh, they're coming in. They're coming in hot and wild. Hold on. We got Wisconsin. Hey, Wisconsin, you are on the air on the Bigfoot Live radio show. What do you got for us?
Well, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
You got another one. Here's another one.
What the
one
hell
foot.
Is that?
I got one question.
Go ahead, Wisconsin.
Hey, Alabama called and said That's right. Someone done called and said I was sodomized. What the hell are they talking about, man? Y'all gonna let them talk shit about me?
Okay. Right. Who is this and where are you from? You've got the box.
Okay.
It's yours.
All right. I'm going to say this a little bit slower so y'all can understand me. This is Juan from Alabama. That's J-U-A-N. Juan from Alabama.
Hey, Juan.
Rotate.
Like one burrito, two burrito.
What the hell are you trying to race some bitch?
Ask him if he's got
go ahead, Juan.
Hey,
what do you got to say, Juan?
Well, I called a couple months back, and I told y'all I went camping and that I was sodomized by Bigfoot, but y'all making fun of me now. What the hell is the problem?
Well,
and
hello,
no
Juan,
doctor
you need to make fun of.
What
exactly what Rocky said, Juan. You called him,
Juan.
Juan, do you have any
Juan
or Juan?
No, it's Juan. He spelled it
Juan.
J-U-A-N.
Oh, I misheard
it. That's Juan.
Juan, yeah, you're right. Juan, what's the point, Juan?
Well, I'd like to say one thing. First of all, rotate.
You rubber
okay.
Bands, what?
Second of all, y'all don't watch college football. What kind of what planet y'all on?
Well, you know,
Juan,
we live in the real world, and we're trying to figure out what you're saying because you sound like a fucking two-faced, ugly, buck-toothed, fucking white-beaten fucking hillbilly from fucking Alabama. So we don't understand you. So slow down a little bit and talk a little bit more Alabama for us.
All right.
It's actually a phony accent that we don't understand.
Well, let me say something.
Last words, Juan. I got to move off to California again.
Hey, what's your name,
Bing? That's the doctor.
Hey, what's your name, Bing? Y'all from Arkansas. Tom. What's your name?
Tom. What's your name, Juan?
His name is Juan
Prophylactic. You know my damn name. You just said it. What's your name?
Juan Prophylactic.
What the hell's your name?
He's otherwise known as Polish Kid Sausage.
It's Juan.
Okay, we're going to move back to California.
Hold on, let me say, Tommy,
you deleted already? All right, good job.
I deleted. I've got to pick up California again. It might be the doctor, just to make sure.
Okay.
California, how you doing? Going once.
Going twice.
California, you're done.
Thank you.
And we just picked up Arizona. Let's go grab Arizona.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, Arizona, you're on the Bigfoot Live radio show. What do you got to say? Who's this and where are you from?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, this is Joe Gibson, and I'm in the Army National Guard, and I'm leaving in a few days, so I'm appreciating your show tonight. It's really funny.
Appreciate you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, for your service. God bless your heart, buddy.
Yeah, don't really have any Bigfoot stories, but enjoying the show, and that guy that called that was a personal trainer, you know, you guys, don't be too hard on him. I had a personal trainer that helped me get in shape. And his name was Mike also. And the reason I got into shape to join the Army, he helped me cut like 30 pounds. So, you know, these trainers, they're good guys, man. These personal trainers, they pushed us hard. And I wouldn't be in the shape I am now without my personal trainer. So,
if you would have come out on an expedition with Bigfoot hunting with us and you'd have marched those mountains up and down and the creek beds left and right, you'd have been in shape for the Army, son. I promise you.
Okay. Yeah, because I heard him talking about doing, like, you know, that Bigfoot was doing cock push ups on his Uncle Tony. And I was like, oh, man, that's pretty crazy. But, you know, If that's the kind of exercise that he recommends, you know, I would do it.
Hey, Joe.
Bend on
Joe,
over.
Not on your Uncle Tony. Not on your Uncle Tony. Okay.
No,
Ain't
Uncle Tony. Big to do him on Uncle Tony. You know, Uncle Tony.
Oh.
He just.
I do apologize.
Yeah. Not me. No, there's another
Have
guy
you ever
named
seen
Joe
Bigfoot.
Gibson.
Where are you going to? Where are you going to do your basic at, there, buddy?
I'm going to Paris Island, South Carolina.
Cool. So, what's your MOS? 64 Bravo or 64 Whiskey?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm in the paratrooper division, and so if they fly us over the hills, I'll jump out and do cock push-ups on Bigfoot. I can guarantee you that.
Folks, it's just the way it is tonight. It must be a full moon. Hey, check it out. We got South Carolina calling in. Hey, Joe, you have a great evening. South Carolina, you're on with the Bigfoot Live radio show. Going one.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is William Thorogood.
How you doing, William?
I'm pretty good. I'm by yourselves. I heard you guys talking about Bigfoot, and I've been a long time skeptic, but I've been wondering, did you guys actually see this abomination walking in the forest?
Why would you call it an abomination?
Well, I mean, I see it as an affront to God with all that hair. I mean, cleanliness is next to godliness and all.
Well,
have you met any people? I mean, you got to report it to the police.
One
if it's
time.
An illegal creature,
one
we got to get that shit back to where it came from.
Where do you think it came from?
Fuck if I know, but it shouldn't be here. Fucking probably littering this shit.
Yeah.
Go grab him. Go get you some.
Well, why everybody that calls with the country accent, you got to go and say that racial shit, brother. I'm trying to keep it civil.
Who's saying racial shit?
Hey, brother. I know it's black on black is bad, but white on white is even worse. So we got to watch each other's backs.
Why do we have to bring color to this? I mean, what the fuck?
What?
Bigfoot,
what?
Black, white, yellow, green, purple. I mean, nobody here gives
have you seen
flying.
If this is a show
nobody
about Bigfoot and Bigfoot
fuck.
Sightings, have you seen Bigfoot with your own two very eyes?
I have.
What do you say?
Next question.
That's it? You saw Bigfoot and that's it? You didn't feel enlightened? It didn't change your life? I mean, what happened?
No, you asked me if I saw Bigfoot with my own eyes. I told you yes. And one, two, three people on the show have seen Bigfoot with their own eyes. What's the next question?
Well, then, one, two, three people are fucking retarded.
Why is that?
Because you didn't fucking see a goddamn thing, brother.
You
went
you ain't seen it from your video game in the basement either.
Bigfoot game in the basement. Oh, wait, back up, wait a minute. So, gentlemen, does anybody live with their mama and play Bigfoot games in their basement?
Let me ask him a question, Tommy.
Go ahead.
No, what?
We'll talk it out. We'll do it. Go ahead.
I want to ask him a question.
Go ahead.
Can I ask him a question?
Go, Doyle.
I can ask him a question? Are you a Christian? Do you believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in God. What kind of question is that? I'm William Thorogood, like the boots.
Have you ever seen the face of God? Have you ever seen the face of God?
I see the face of God in my daughter's eyes. I see the face of God when I wake up every morning. What do you mean?
No, I'm talking about the true God, the living being or the eternal being of God. Have you ever seen it?
What kind of avant-garde bullshit is this, brother? Are you going to ask me why do I believe in rainbows, motherfuckers, are out there?
Well,
no, we know why you believe in rainbows, because that's the color of your thoughts.
I believe
in rainbows.
Oh, shit.
You're like the guy doing the cock push-ups. You believe in rainbows. You're part of the rainbow coalition.
Yeah.
Rocky,
and your daughter, Rudy Pebbles, is probably a goddamn boy.
Hey, you know, Arizona, we thank you for calling in. We got a call from, oh, my God, South Dakota. Let's go. South Dakota, you're on the Bigfoot Live Radio Show on the Bigfoot Live Radio Network with our Bigfoot Campfire. Go ahead. Going once. Going twice. South Dakota, gone. Oh, great. You know, folks, we get these every now and then, and it's okay. Because, well, you be the judge of it. Sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's just stupid. But we enjoy it. It breaks it up.
Well,
because,
you know,
we have these. Go ahead.
The Internet's a wonderful thing, you know, where it can penetrate down into those basements where those people are at.
That's it.
Yeah. In grandma's basement. Where
yeah, because they
do their next welfare check.
Yeah, because they're too worthless to get out and do anything. And if they did go into the woods, they'd stand there and piss themselves after it got dark. You know, it's ridiculous.
Let's hit Texas.
Have you ever seen Bigfoot?
We got Texas. Hey, Texas, you're on the Bigfoot Live Radio Network. Who is this and what's your question?
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Is this a Halloween show, Tommy?
I guess so. Hey, Texas, what's going on?
This is Dr. Kent Liz Hopper. What's up, my Wu-Tang Clan?
My Wu-Tang? What's going on, Dr. Wu-Tang Clan? What's your name? What's your question?
I wanted to say that I ran into Bigfoot one time, but I know judo and kung fu and karate and meike, and I did the roundhouse and ridge hand on him. And then
he sodomized.
I made him. No.
He's going to go sexual on us, dude, or you're going to, like, you know, talk
and
about
installed
that.
It in Kenny's ass. And then I put it in Doug's asshole, and he liked it.
Oh. Hey.
Doggy. Now you're talking my kind of show.
I don't
there
like
you go, babe.
I like that.
You know what? You know
and
what's going to happen, dude, guy?
I
yeah,
love
baby.
Vagina. I like vagina. Do you
like
vagina?
We all love
the
that.
Rubber
right.
boot sales. DJ, the rubber what? Boot sales are going to go over the top this week.
Yeah, baby. Oh, check it out. Now we're coming up on Utah. We're going out to the great state of Utah with all those wonderful Mormons. Hey,
let's
Utah,
go.
This is the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. What you got? Who is this?
Hi, guys. This is Michael Anderson from Utah. How are you doing?
Good, Michael. What do you got for us, Michael?
Well, I heard that Bigfoot was doing cock push-ups, went snow skiing, and froze his balls on.
You say froze
I also heard that he did so many cock push-ups that all of his pube hair came off. There was enough pube hair to start a campfire.
Keep you warm, Michael.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you something. We see Bigfoot all the time up here in Utah. If you go snow skiing, you better wear extra pants because he'll jump on you and fuck you and do cock push-ups and slide you all the way down the goddamn fucking mountain.
Oh my
goodness.
Right,
well. All we got up here is a bunch of Mormons and a goddamn queer fucking Bigfoot.
You know, this has got to be one of the greatest campfire shows we've ever done.
Oh, my goodness. This is the best because we're getting all these crackheads that are calling in. And this is so
I love
fun.
It. I love
I'm
it.
I'm loving it.
My goodness, man. You know,
oh,
here's
no.
the thing about Bigfoot.
There's a Mormon boy named
You know what
Joseph
it's doing,
Clifton.
Though? Hey, Tommy, you know what it's doing? It's putting the show on the road, baby. It's pure damn entertainment.
Hey, baby.
We're entertaining the world.
You know, let me tell you something. You know, when we go out in the woods and we sit, and let me tell you something. 99% of Bigfoot hunting is the most boring shit in the friggin' world. And when we sit around the campfire, we chit chat and we hear things about people that we love and care about and know that, you know, make us laugh our butts off. And that's the best part about Bigfoot. We meet people that are just friggin' wonderful, like the friggin' doctor in California who just came on and this gentleman right
him.
Now.
Oh, could you see him at Kettle Island, Kentucky right now? Around the campfire?
Yeah.
He'd be having a ball.
Yeah. I love it.
All these guys would. You know, we rag on each other. We give each other a hard time, you know. That's what it's all
that's
about.
What it is.
You know, I understood Rocky Slavin introduced me to the Arkansas Reveille the first time I ever met him.
I have a feeling all these guys that have been calling in, we would give them a hard something else.
let me tell you what we'd do. We'd feed them Spam pizza and treat them like family if they'd go out in the woods with us. Would we not, guys?
We sure would. Wouldn't we, guys? Wouldn't we?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We would.
You'd do something.
You know,
about 4 a.m. when I got really horny, and I'd really like to have a couple of them boys in the sack with me.
Bigfoot
he's a racist. Bigfoot only attacks black people.
From now on, hey, Tommy, when they call in from now on, ask them if they own any sheep.
Hey, Doyle, are you trying to say you're putting a whole new twist on wood knocking?
I think that thing gets three times they jump up here. Is that you, Tommy?
Oh, God. Hey, caller, last question. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Did you guys know that Bigfoot is racist? He only attacks black people, so you'd be safe out there by the campfire.
We appreciate it, brother. You have a great evening, man. These people tonight are just
push-ups.
Oh, my God. Here's the next call. Should we take it, guys, or not?
We might as well now.
Okay. So we're going to Maryland.
You done got Doyle excited.
Washington, D.C., out in Maryland.
Oh,
here
this has got to be good.
Oh, this will
be
real
Washington,
good.
Washington, D.C., you're on the Bigfoot Live radio show. What you got for us?
Well, I didn't press the one key, but I just wanted to say one thing to what's the host name? What's your name?
Doyle, or
you're
who
not.
Are you talking to?
Is the host name Doyle?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I just wanted to ask you, does the carpet match the drapes?
No, I shave it off.
No? I'd also like to say another thing.
Go ahead, Maryland, Washington, D.C.
Okay. D.C., like D.C. 2 or like Jessica White likes niggers.
Okay. Next caller, if there's anybody on here. It doesn't look like no. This is the last one. Okay, you have a great evening, buddy.
Fuck you.
Wow, guys. I did
well
not expect
spoken,
this.
Well spoken. Well spoken.
Oh, God.
Do not ever engage in a battle of wits with an unarmed person, guys.
You know, you open up a Bigfoot fucking live open mic, and that's what happens just the way it is, folks. We do apologize. Actually, you know.
This is not
know,
your
know,
everyday show.
We're not going to apologize. Just the way it is. Oh, wait a minute. Let's play the lottery. Where's the next call coming in from, guys?
Florida.
Oregon! Let's go to the Democratic state of Oregon.
Yes, sir. Maybe
hey, Oregon,
a real Bigfooter.
You're on
Maybe
the air. You're on
Bigfooter.
The Bigfoot Live Radio Network. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah,
it's
Oregon, yeah. The funny thing, man, these callers, man, they sure came out of the woodwork today, didn't they? Jeez, there must be a full moon tonight. There must be a full moon tonight, right? You know, I was sitting around the campfire with my buddy Bo and Chesco and Johnny and Juan and Willie and Marcus and Grover and Kent and Doug and TJ Hooker and Sparkles and a bunch of other people and Mike Cunt
it's almost Mike Cunt must be related to Mike Hawk, right?
Yeah, well,
that's Ben Dover's cousin.
I got you.
Look, I want to say something just real quick. Nick is the most girl crazy dude in his first freight, but when him and the bros head up to Napa Valley for a quiet weekend, Nick quickly realized that his chances for scoring a chick are next to nothing. This is the excerpt for Bigfoot Sommelier butt tasting from the Kindle edition. It's Chuck Tingle. And I just want to say hey.
He's having fun.
Listen,
perfect, AJ.
No, can I say one thing though?
Is that
can
how
he
sounded
on
like?
Hey,
yeah,
can
go
I
ahead,
say one
ahead,
thing? Okay,
hey.
On a serious note, I'd just like to say one thing. Penis.
Penis. Yeah, I guess
yeah,
that well, works. Hold on. Does that work kind of like this?
Fuck yourself.
They're coming in. They're coming in. So,
also known as Pava Vajana.
Pava Vajana.
Oh,
wow, we have opened up Pandora's box this evening. Folks, when you're on fucking live radio, this is how it goes, okay? And we are having a Bigfoot campfire, and it's okay.
The most entertaining show on the face of the earth tonight.
No bars old. It's just the way it goes. You never know when you push that button who's coming on. All you know is who is there, and I'm going to start rating the show R, because I rated it only PG-13 this week. But, you never know. So I'm just going to do a PG-13 every week from here on out. Because, we do have some passionate listeners and some people that are...
Oh, hell, Tommy. Don't worry about rating that PG-13. Very pussy on PBS now.
We're going to do what, Doyle?
I said they're eating pussy on PBS now. Don't worry about PG-13.
Yeah. So I'm afraid to push this next button because this is coming out of Florida. We picked up Arkansas right after Florida. So who do I go first, Arkansas or Florida, guys?
I go to Florida.
Arkansas!
Oh, shit. Give me a vote here, mother guy. Okay. I'm going to push Florida first.
All right, let's do it.
Florida, you're on the Bigfoot Live radio show. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Well, I'm not calling from Florida, that's for damn sure. I don't know what you people think that I'd be calling from Florida.
Because it says Florida on the box, brother.
Well, it's wrong. Change it.
I don't know how to change it. You must be calling in from somewhere with a phone from somewhere else. Go ahead, brother. What you got for us?
Okay.
That's DC boy. That's the DC boy.
Boy? Like, what do you mean DC? Like DC 3?
like District of Columbia. Man, doofus, get it.
Woo! Let me say one thing right now. I will say this, and I will shut up the rest of the night.
No, you won't.
I am so proud of my fellow gun owners for their show in Richmond, Virginia against that dumbass,
hey, shut the fuck
retarded
up and let
governor
me suck,
over there.
You son of a bitch. I called you.
Let's get rid of that.
I am
retard.
So
go
proud
ahead,
of our people. They even, even picked up our garbage and took it out.
I told you.
We were too proud to leave that
garbage.
That's
that DC
there.
Dude. There's one guy he's just giving
so
around.
Because nobody shot nobody, but the whole time that a rally was going on with millions of guns in Richmond, Virginia, five people were fatally shot in gun-free Chicago, Illinois. Thank you.
Doyle, I love you. That's it. This is a Bigfoot Live radio show. Hey, let's hit up Arkansas, Rocky's hometown. Let's see what they're doing in Arkansas. Hey, Arkansas, you're live on the Bigfoot Live radio show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, hello. How's it going?
It's going good.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship. I want you to start living as a gay woman. How about when this is over, we can do a little coke?
Hey, let me ask
you. Are you from
question.
Eureka Springs? Are you from Eureka Springs?
I guarantee you. For Fayetteville.
So you've been spending $20, $40, and $60 a week. You're going to smoke dope and have a good time. Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No.
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 I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Like
you?
I'm not going to tell you what I want you to do because this is only a PG R-rated radio show.
You're wanting us to be gay women like you?
Oh, is this the guy from California that went woman and didn't cut off his dick? Is that guy? Are you that guy?
That's a guy.
Bitch.
Are you the guy that fucking? Advertised for a whole year about wanting to be a woman, went and dressed up like a woman, but didn't cut your dick off? Is that who? What's
that
Bruce Jenner? That's his name. Bruce Jenner. Are you the Bruce Jenner dude?
Caitlin.
Benson.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, how you doing? Job. We're proud to have you on the Bigfoot Live radio show, Caitlin Jenner.
I'm not sure what benefit you got out of it. Yep. I'm a
man.
You're
hey,
a bitch.
Caitlin, you got the floor for 30 seconds. Go ahead, Caitlin. 30 seconds. It's all yours.
You
go
realize
ahead.
That this is a big problem.
29, 28, 27, 26.
Damn, Caitlin.
Come on, Caitlin. Hi, guys. Hello.
Caitlin, you're around all them women. What's going on, Caitlin? Tell us.
Well, Bigfoot's been doing a lot of cock push-ups around here.
Bye, Caitlin. Okay, so we're going to pick up Louisiana. You know something? Let's wait a minute here. Ooh, I don't think we've had this many. Well, you know, I advertise a open mic. I should probably not advertise open mic campfires.
You know
we're going to keep doing it. What? What? Tell me, Rocky.
I think this is all one guy.
Yeah, he's skimming.
How can it be all one guy? Hey, Rocky. Five numbers.
This is just one guy.
Yeah, he's skimming across the country at different locations, playing it back.
Rocky, I would think the same thing, but there's five different numbers showing up at the same time on the board. So it's either five guys. I don't know if they can do it. I mean, with the technology nowadays, who knows? But five numbers show up at a time. So, I really don't know.
They got some guys. They're just going all over. You can pull them numbers up four or five at a time, DJ, and put them out.
Yeah.
It's the same guy. That's why we busted the guy from D.C. He got all butt hurt because we busted him.
It's kind of like the telemarketers.
Hey,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the same technology.
Electronics and stuff. Maybe we need somebody to be on the Bigfoot team.
You know, it's crazy.
It's nuts. Really? Like I said, it's a full moon out there, Doyle. You know,
they're
I'm
really
get this last one
really
right now.
They're really obsessed with it.
All I know is the cattle are lowing and the coyotes are howling. I'm getting ready to go into action here in just a minute.
Well, let's go down to New Mexico. Let's go down to New Mexico and see what's going on.
All right. I bet there's some kind of...
New Mexico. You're on the Bigfoot Live radio show. You've got 12 seconds. Go.
Orale, this is Dominguez, Holmes. This is Dominguez the Horse. What's up, bitches? Hey, what's going on? Hey, I bet I got a bigger dick than Bigfoot, Holmes. What's going on, hey?
Hey, man, my car won't start. Anybody can tell it's out of gas.
Hey, man, I love fucking white women, and I start with your wife, and then your mom, then your daughter.
Yeah, come on over,
what's up,
man. Yeah, man, we like that. I like string you
what
down,
is?
Come
hey,
on,
like
you're wearing knee pads. You know, you're wearing knee pads. You can't blow up.
I'll be on my knees, and you'll be on your elbows, buddy.
You'll be on your knees.
Goodbye, New Mexico.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
What in the hell is going on?
Hey, you know,
hey, Rocky. Rocky.
Hey.
How did you let this get out of hand?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Rocky usually stops the show with a good, real story. But, damn.
You can't make that kind of stuff up. Them boys are pretty obsessed with the, you know, they're pretty obsessed with all the Ben Nova stuff, man. I don't know.
I'm thinking they're talking from experience.
That's what I'm saying, Rocky. They must know something about that. Either
they know all about that cock push up and.
Yeah.
Hold on. Time out. We got to get the voice of reason out of Washington State, Ernie. Tell us what's happening tonight, Ernie.
Oh, put me on the spot.
You got it, baby. Tell us, brother.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, this is that's quite the thing. Talking about sex with Bigfoot. Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't know.
Tell us the odd night. Oh, okay.
I don't go into
one more.
This has been the Halloween show.
It's Ernie's floor. Let him tell us what's going on. Because this is the first time this has happened in like 5 years. Go ahead, Ernie. Please help us out, brother.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is quite the night.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was so much with Bigfoot. Bigfoot gets around, I guess. Not in the ways I thought. Well, the Bigfoot,
are they getting as, are they getting as hard as a
Bigfoot
mud fossil? Ba-da-ba-bum.
Rock hard.
Talking about a whole different kind of Bigfoot.
Wow.
Oh, man.
The board's lighting up, guys. The board is lighting up. We're at 8 calls right now. They're sitting there right now. 8 calls. We got.
They're just.
We got Alabama, and we're back to Maine. Alabama and Maine. Who do we pick next, guys?
Alabama.
Alabama or Maine. Let's pick it and check it out. I know you're listening. If you don't give us your name and where you're from, I'm cutting you off. Just that simple. So let's go with Alabama first. What do you guys think? You want to go with the fucking hillbillies down in Alabama?
Yeah.
Let's go hillbillies down or swampbillies down in Alabama. Might be Rob Price.
Bama billies.
Okay. Alabama, you're live on the Bigfoot Live radio show. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
My guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, no, here it comes.
No, my name is Tony Fiorova, enjoying the show. Can you hear me okay?
Are you Mike's uncle?
This is Tony Fiorova. Let him go.
Yeah, this is Tony F., and originally from San Antonio, Texas. Hey, I was wondering, is this your first show, or when are you guys coming on again? Are you guys going to do another show in the near future?
You know, Tony, this is our 15th year on the air. This is show on Blog Talk Radio 605, we're proud to say, actually. So we're on every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you a question. I was researching some stuff on Bigfoot, and I saw that Bigfoot once raped a man named Kenny down in San Antonio, Texas, and that's where I'm originally from. Do you think it's safe to go out in the woods down there?
What's Kenny's last name? That sounds familiar.
Oh, well, he's a fat gentleman, and, you know, he says okay a lot, and he started that nervous tick after Bigfoot fucked him in the ass, and he ain't been right ever since.
Oh, you're gone, Kenny. Have a great evening. Okay, so.
The same guys.
We got 4 minutes left, gentlemen. I'm going to pick this last call up, and then we're going to do our thing. Wow. So try to guess where this call's from.
Massachusetts.
Kansas City, where the ribs are good and the women aren't.
Ask him what the weather's like there.
So what's the weather like there in Kansas City? Who is this and where are you calling from?
Well, this is the real Tony F, and I just want to say, Kenny knows how to fuck. What's up?
Bye-bye,
Kenny
Kansas
does.
City. Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to go down the road. We're going to start with Swede first. Say what you want to say. We'll work it out, guys. Swede.
No,
last word.
I'm good. This is a really good show because it just shows the sheer freaking craziness of some people. It's good to get Doyle fired up. He was on top of his game today. I was just going to recommend that everybody go out tomorrow and buy stock in rubber boots because there's going to be a big sale on them.
Rocky in Arkansas. Last word, buddy.
Sounds to me like where the money's going to be is butt condoms.
Something rubber boots and lube.
Yep.
Oh, just, yeah. Last word, Kentucky. Doyle.
I'll tell you right now, I just want to say one last time, I'm so proud of all my brothers in the Second Amendment fight in Virginia. Keep bringing it, guys. I love you all the Bigfoot hunters and all the Bigfoot haters and all the Bigfoot jokers. Keep just calling it in, guys, because this is making a good, entertaining radio show, and I love every one of you all. God bless.
I'm
going to
give Washington State the last 10 seconds. Whoever it is.
Well,
Washington
y'all have
State?
A good night.
Last 10 seconds. It's all yours.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that I love everyone. I love Bigfoot. I'd suck his cock all day.
And I lied.
We know.
We know. Gone. The last word goes to our good buddy in Washington. Ernie Gantz, Mr. Mud Fossil.
Hey, we don't all do that to Bigfoot out here. So not me. Not on this neck of the woods.
Okay,
maybe on the
folks,
other side, not
gentlemen,
here.
Marco Bill up in heaven. We love you.
Amen,
we
Marco.
We can't wait to get with you next week on the Bigfoot Live radio show. Hey, I'm thinking next week, if you don't have any guests, we're going to do some Bigfoot Campfire again. So, check out the Bigfoot Live radio show, blogtalkradio.com, searchforbigfoot.com. We love you. Rocky, Marco, Ernie, Swede, Leo, Doyle, you guys are all great. And all our guests out there, we love you. You have a great evening.
God bless all of you. God bless
y'all.
All
have a good night, man.
Thank you. Have a good night, Donald. Okay.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the facts.